All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, where we had a little technical difficulty there. Seems the wind just picked up around the valley here, and maybe that might have knocked something out, but we seem to be back on track here again. The temperature, the current temperature is -2, and our wind is from the northeast at 25. Gusting to 40 kilometers an hour. It's actually blowing around out there. Not too bad. They are calling for periods of snow ending this afternoon, then cloudy, and possibly 2 to 4 centimeters of snow today. High near 0 degrees today. Mainly cloudy overnight with a low of -6. And then tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 2 degrees. Overnight low, -4, and then sunny on Saturday with a high of -1. Sunday, cloudy, high of -1. Monday, mix of sun and cloud, high of -2. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of -3. And Tuesday, I should say. And then Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of -4. Yeah, it looks like we got a couple of days of some cool temps out there, but not too bad. After all, it is January and early February, so what can you do, eh? Anyways, I thought I would start off this morning with a bit of Beatles music back in the USSR right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, a little Pink Floyd there for you with Have a Cigar from the Wish You Were Here album. And that one was released in 1975, September, I believe. All right, what do we have here? January the 30th, we've got a couple of little notes here for today's Canadian headline. First story is from 1920 out of Quebec City when the Quebec Bulldogs' Joe the Phantom Malone sets an NHL record of 7 goals in one game against Toronto. He had previously scored 9 goals in a Stanley Cup game against Sydney in 1913 and 8 goals against the NHA Montreal Wanderers in 1917. In his first NHL season, he scored 44 goals in only 20 games and had 146 goals in only 125 games. 1948, out of St. Moritz, Switzerland, Canadian team attends the opening of the 5th Winter Olympic Games in St. Moritz. Among those attending is Barbara Ann Scott, who will win a gold in finger skating, and the RCAF Flyers ice hockey team, who will also take home the gold medal. And in 1856, in Guelph, Ontario, the first Grand Trunk train arrives in Guelph from Toronto. On this day, 67 years later, the Grand Trunk is absorbed into Canadian National Railways. There you go. Do we have anything else? I don't think so. I think it's... Oh, yes, the GST was brought in on this day in 1990 by Michael Wilson. After one reading in the House of Commons, it will be activated January 1991. All right, I got some Fleetwood Mac standing by from the Rumours album of 77 with a song called The Chain, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
about the love we're fighting for. There's something holy, there's something more. When I turned 21, we were outside on the run. When I walked out with my girl, hey, we were halfway around the world, around the world. And I dreamed that I saw her standing there. I knew she'd understand, understand, understand. The boy inside the man. The boy inside the man. When I turned 25, we were hungry, we had dry. And then I turned much older then. And I have lost and I have won. Still I kept my dreams alive. Oh, I catch a boy that will never die, never die. And I dreamed that I saw her standing there. They're running for the boy inside the van. I was hit high by the light so bright it burned. Once I knew she'd understand, understand, understand. The boy inside the bed. The boy inside the bed. Ah, do you understand?
far away from me. So far away from me. So far, I just can't see. So far away from me. You're so far away from me. All right. I'm tired of being in love and being all alone. When you're so far away from me, I'm tired of making out. So far away from me. So far away from me. So far I just can't see. So far away from me. You're so far.
So Far Away, Dire Straits here from the Brothers in Arms album, 1985. It is coming up to 8 o'clock here, Fast and Furious. And just a quick reminder, we have a hockey game tonight at the, is it at the Johnny Busick Arena? I think the game is in town. But they're going to be taking on the Fernie Ghost Riders tonight. In a rare Thursday night game. Anyways, got the news crew just popped in, and hopefully they brought some up-to-date news. We got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news updates for you, and then we'll be back on the second half hour, some more great music. right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is January 30th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. We're expecting Parliament Hill to be buzzing again today following the decision by Liberal leader Justin Trudeau to remove his party's 32 Liberal senators from the Liberal Party caucus. Trudeau is insisting it's an important step toward removing partisan politics from the upper chamber. And there's been mixed reaction across the country, especially in Alberta, which has long been Canada's unofficial home of Senate reform. Here's the CBC's Aaron Collins.
Former Reform Party leader Preston Manning, arguably Alberta's biggest advocate for Senate reform, says these days Alberta's voters are more concerned with pipelines than senators.
If you're going to appeal to Albertans, you've got to address the major concerns of Albertans, which are right now how to reconcile energy interests with the environment.
Manning adds that real change in the Senate should involve electing senators, not allowing those who are appointed to sit independently. But Ron Gitter, a former Conservative senator from Alberta, likes Trudeau's move.
I don't believe that the answer to the problems that are plaguing the Senate comes from an elected Senate, frankly. I think there's a better way.
And for Gitter, like Trudeau, that better way involves getting partisan politics out of the upper chamber. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.
An assault charge has been laid and a court date has been set in Toronto for Canadian pop star Justin Bieber.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
That's a 19-year-old arriving at a Toronto police station last night. Bieber has been charged with assault after a limo driver claims he was repeatedly struck in the head back in December. The case will go to court in March. This is the latest in a string of legal troubles for Bieber, who was arrested last week in Miami Beach and charged with impaired driving and resisting arrest. Still in Toronto, a former boyfriend of Rob Ford's sister is taking legal action against the Toronto mayor. Scott McIntyre has filed a statement of claim alleging he was attacked in a Toronto jail 2 years ago and that Ford was indirectly involved. In the midst of an ongoing anti-government protest campaign that has at times paralyzed central Kiev, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has announced he is taking a sick leave. David Stern reports.
Yanukovych's unexpected illness comes at a crucial point in Ukraine's escalating political crisis. Parliament has passed two laws this week, which potentially signal concessions by the government to the protest movement. The first was a repeal of laws that restricted public demonstrations. The second was the amnesty law for protesters. Yanukovych has not signed either law into force, and it is unclear if he will be able to do this if he is on sick leave. Opposition leaders have rejected the amnesty law, which requires protesters first to vacate government buildings they have occupied and dismantle barricades in Kiev's center. Protesters are demanding closer ties to the European Union and Yanukovych's immediate resignation. David Stern, CBC News, Kiev.
Researchers in Britain say they have successfully tested a new treatment for peanut allergies. Here's the CBC's Kim Brunhuber.
In this Hamilton, Ontario lab, three researchers are doing a clinical trial with children who have potentially fatal allergies. The researchers are trying to make them less sensitive by gradually exposing them to small amounts of peanut protein. So when the McMaster University researcher who's running the study, Dr. Susan Wasserman, heard the news that a similar trial in the UK was a success...
In a disease where we teach everybody that even a trace amount of peanut can be fatal, this is actually quite good news and pretty revolutionary.
Revolutionary because after only about 7 months of treatment, 9 out of 10 patients in the British study were able to eat the equivalent of 5 peanuts. Dr. Wasserman says it's not a cure, and there's up to 10 years of research needed before it's available at your doctor's office. Kim Brunhuber, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. The second half hour of the morning show. I think we'll start off with a little bit of Jackson Browne from the Running on Empty album. We're going to listen to a song here called The Load Out, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. seats are all empty. Let the roadies take the stage. Pack it up and tear it down. They're the first to come and the last to leave. Working for that minimum wage. They'll set it up in another town. Tonight the people were so fine. They waited there in line. And when they got up on their feet and made the show, and that was sweet. But I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs. That's a sound they'll never know. Roll them cases and lift them amps. Haul them trusses down and get them up them ramps. 'Cause when it comes to moving me, you know you guys are the champs. But when that last guitar's been packed away, you know that I still wanna play. So just make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano.
To appear 1,000 miles away. Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. On the island, in the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Okay, let's get rolling here with our most favorite segment of the morning show that everybody seems to just love. We've got This Day in Rock and Roll History. And the news for January the 30th, we've got a few birthdays here. In 1928, Ruth Brown was born. Of course, one of her big hits, Lucky Lips. Marty Ballin, vocalist for Jefferson Airplane, was born on this day in 1942. And, of course, one of the big hits with Marty was Miracles. course, my favorite here, 1947, Steve Marriott, guitar and vocalist for the Small Faces, and then Humble Pie, and then tragically Steve passing away in a fire at his home April the 20th, 1991. 1949, William King, trumpet for the Commodores, and their big hit, Easy. Phil Collins, born on this day in 1951, Groovy Kind of Love, and I can gladly say I have no Phil in the South Kootenai Library here. It's Phil's a kind of an artist that I could never really get my head wrapped around. 1956, Elvis Presley records a cover version of Carol Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes, which would reach number 20 on the U.S. pop chart in April. 1961, the Shirelles become the first girl group to have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 when Will You Love Me Tomorrow reached the top. They would go on to place 10 more hits in the top 40. Oh, hang on. Have some troubles here. Oh. Anyways, where are we at? Billy Preston, sitting in on keyboards with the Beatles, perform in public for the last time when they played a 42-minute rooftop concert above AppleCorp headquarters. The show was stopped by the police after neighbors complained about the noise. It had been 2.5 years since the Beatles played the Candlestick Park in San Francisco on August 29th, 1966, their last live show. Yep. 1973, after recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss make their first appearance as Kiss at the Popcorn Club in Queens, New York. Yeah, I don't have any Kiss in the library either. Not a member of that Kiss Army. 1975, the Bee Gees begin recording Jive Talkin', which will become their second U.S. chart topper and their 14th Billboard Top 20 hit. Barry Gibbs' inspiration for the song came when his wife commented on the sound of their car mid crossing the bridge over Biscayne Bay into Miami. She noted that our drive is talking. 1990, Bob Dylan's awarded France's highest central honor when he is named Commandeur d'un Ordre des Arts. Oh, let's forget it. He got an award from France. How's that sound? Yeah. All right, let's get rolling here. Ruth Brown was born on this day. I got an old song here from the Lightning in a Bottle album. And she's being helped out with Natalie Cole and Mavis Staples on this one.
Now, you want to say a little something, Ruth, about this song? Would you like to say a little something about this?
Well, I guess I'm about the oldest one here. So. Well, the song has to be, it's really the truth. You know, we're not sure what we want to say about men.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been around. Now, there's a man, but. Bless you. As a man,
yes.
All right.
As a man, Daddy.
A real man. Ooh.
This is dedicated to the men, but ladies, listen up.
Yeah.
You get it.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything.
anything but take you over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock it. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
Sweet Loretta Fat, she thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picker. The picks of the fingers going. Okay.
Crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down. Wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, the sky that is hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears up the steps into the nearest bay.
Okay, Bob Dylan there, finishing things up on this day in rock and roll history of political world. And before that, we had the Beatles Get Back, featuring Billy Joel on the keyboard, Billy Preston on the keyboards there. Elvis Presley, Blue Suede Shoes, Humble Pie, 40 Creep, Birthday Boy, Steve Marriott, born on this day, 1947, yeah. And what else did we have there? We had a little Ruth Brown there being helped out with Mavis Staple and Natalie Cole. Men are just like streetcars. Stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another update of this day in rock and roll history for you. And before we continue on, let's have a look at the weather across the country here. Oh, go figure. Temperature here in the Crescent Valley dropped a degree with that wind blowing around out there, and we're supposed to go up to 0 degrees today with snow ending sometime this morning, and then we'll have some cloudy conditions this afternoon. Now, over in Vancouver, of course, cloudy over there, +6 degrees is their current temperature, -26 in Yellowknife, -16 in cloudy in Calgary, -27 in sunny in Winnipeg. Toronto, mix of sun and cloud, -8, -9 in sunny in Fredericton, -10 in Halifax, and -7 in snowing in St. John's, Newfoundland. Okay, we got the Doors standing by with LA Woman right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Never saw a woman so alone.
Okay, we had The Doors there, L.A. Woman, from the title track of the album, released in 1971. Okay, it is pushing up here, quarter to the hour, and it's time for our artist highlight. And, of course, we are going to have a little music here by some Steve Marriott. And because he was born on this day in 1947, but tragically passed away in a house fire on April the 20th, 1991. I've decided to play two songs before the end of the program ends from the performance Live at the Fillmore album. And then right after the news, I've decided to throw in one more just for a little bit of a treat. Now, of course, we'd like to thank Golden Treasures for their active participation in the sponsorship of this segment of the program, and hopefully everybody seems to enjoy this one. So Golden Treasures are located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston, and like I say, let's start off with some Humble Pie here with I'm Ready, and then we're going to finish up with I Don't Need No Doctor, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Hee hee hee.
enough out of gas this time. It's really been a gas.